What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 12th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Quick little program reminder, on next Monday, Daniel Amaduri from Future Money Trends will be our third hour guest. And we're working to get more guests here on the show and better quality guests and to keep you entertained and informed here. Now, obviously, the big news right now is Peter Strzok is testifying before the Joint House panel and basically trying to say that having a political opinion doesn't mean that he's biased in his professional conduct. The Democrats are just trying to stall and pat it all over. And it's going back and forth. At one point in his opening statement, Peter Strzok came out and said that his anti-Trump bias was actually an act of patriotism. And the Democrats just cheered at that. Yes, it's patriotic to oppose the president of the United States of America. So they're going back and forth. But a few little interesting tidbits have surfaced. Trey Gowdy is basically out there saying Strzok doesn't even think he's biased. And yet, when you read the texts, it's clear there was a tremendous animus there on an agent who was involved in two investigations with a direct bearing on Donald Trump, the Hillary email investigation and the Russia investigation. He should have been removed. And interestingly enough, Peter Strzok is out there saying that he was not removed from the Mueller team because of his bias. He was removed because of the public perception of the bias. So he wasn't really biased, but they thought it looked like he was, and therefore that's why they kicked him off the team. So it's just going back and forth and back and forth, and he's still in front of the cameras here, and I'm looking at the closed captioning. Now, interestingly enough, Peter Strzok has admitted that his computer was the one that was used to change Hillary Clinton's crime from grossly negligent to extremely careless. No bias here. And this is really significant because if you get into Title 18, there's a provision in there that says you can be prosecuted for being grossly negligent. So they took that wording out, knowing it would trip off people and say, well, there's the definition said, well, she was extremely careless, but Title 18 doesn't say extreme carelessness. There really is no difference between grossly negligent and extreme careless. They were nitpicking at words, trying to save Hillary Clinton here. Now, Peter Strzok has also acknowledged that the FBI let him decide what texts he thought were relevant to hand over to the inspector general. So talk about, you know, the fox in the hen house. They were basically allowing Peter to aid in the investigation into Peter. Now, Lisa Page, of course, stood up the her subpoena yesterday. And a lot of people are very angry. Goodlatte and Gowdy have given Lisa Page attorney three options to avoid contempt charges scheduled for tomorrow, Friday the 13th. And they're saying she can appear tomorrow, or she can present herself for a deposition tomorrow, or do both. But Lisa Page tried to explain away why she didn't show up by saying that the FBI refused to give her access to documents that she needed to present to the congressional investigators. And a lot of the congressional investigators are very furious about that. They're not buying it. So Lisa Page's attorney, Amy Jeffress, claimed that Lisa and I went to the FBI today to review the materials that were previously produced to Congress related to a proposed interview. But after waiting for more than 3 hours, we were not provided with any documents. So that's her excuse. The FBI ate her homework. Now, they growing brouhaha over the nomination of Kavanaugh is starting to grow. And rather interestingly, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has asked the offices of all 93 U.S. attorneys to each provide up to 3 federal prosecutors to assist the Justice Department in reviewing government records of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And even the New York Slimes is admitting this is an unusual insertion of politics into federal law enforcement. This is not normally done when there's a Supreme Court nomination. The Department of Justice doesn't launch a massive investigation of almost 300 prosecutors looking through every little piece of paper that they've got on him. And former law enforcement officials are saying this request is very, very troubling. He's launching another witch hunt is what he's doing. Okay, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, Mark Short is leaving the Trump White House. And he's going to be taking a position at the Guidepost Strategies Consulting Firm, as well as teaching at his alma mater, the University of Virginia. The timing is unfortunate, indeed almost suspect, because Mark Short was Trump's top Capitol Hill liaison and very key to marshaling Senate support to confirm the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. So the timing is indeed, as I said, unfortunate. Now, interestingly enough, Lanny Davis, the former special counsel to President Clinton, said Wednesday he would advise Hillary Clinton not to run in 2020 for her family's sake. And the article is out there saying speculation that she's mulling about throwing her hat into the ring. So Lanny went on to say she has so much to give in public service, and for her sake and her family's sake, she has so much to give in public service. I hope she doesn't put herself through it again. Now, Davis is currently a member of the legal team representing President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen. Now, this is very interesting. For her family's sake, has somebody decided to send a warning to Hillary Clinton? Because this Lanny Davis has to know Hillary's already made the decision. She probably made the decision right after she lost the election in 2016 that she was going to be back in 2020. Because we're already seeing the machinations needed for Hillary to basically rig the election again. The flood of illegal immigrants into our country and the push to have them all registered to vote. The brown shirt tactics in the streets. Terrorizing conservatives and Trump supporters. And of course, the very liberal management of all corporate social media installing filters to block all conservative content whatsoever. I think all of this is connected to the fact that Hillary is in fact going to run again in 2020. Now, Maxine Waters is continuing with her diatribe. And out there saying that Democrats should confront Republicans in public, Republican officials, Republican voters, and fell back on that idea that civility is part of white supremacism. That's it. That anybody who's calling for civility in the political actions out there in the streets, well, they're obviously white supremacists. They're being racist when they say, please don't beat up on people and scare the children. And a New York Times op-ed that declares that civility is the misguided obsession of white America. And according to a liberal down at CNN, not being harassed while you're having dinner is a form of privilege. So they're really ramping this up. They're not backing off. They're encouraging it. The corporate media is encouraging it. And that's why I think it's part of Hillary Clinton's strategy to come back in 2020. Now, Michael Moore went on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect show. And literally the two of them were calling effectively for civil war And they were out there mongering the fear as hard as they can and trying to get the brain dead liberal millennials to hit the streets and cause mayhem. Go on out there and do your patriotic duty and cause chaos. So this is a full court press for violence in the streets of America. And I do think all of this is part of Hillary's grand strategy to get herself into that White House. So is Lanny Davis really unaware that Hillary has already made the decision? Or was that comment about, for the sake of her family, was he the one telegraphing a warning? Because we know there's a lot of people who don't want Hillary to run. I certainly don't. There's a lot of people in the Democratic leadership want her to go away. She has destroyed the brand. Right now over at Breitbart, their rap sheet of acts of violence and harassment against Trump supporters by liberals has now reached 305 incidents. And some of this stuff is getting childish. Remember George Lopez? He's a comedian. Was popular for a while, not so much. And maybe this was his desperate grasp to get back in the newspaper. But he basically went on out on Donald Trump's Hollywood star and peed on it using fake pee. And liberals, of course, just thought it was wonderful. But it's not funny. It's actually childish. And that seems to be the group personality of liberalism, is just childishness. Tantrums, spoiled brat behavior. So, now, as we mentioned yesterday, there's a bill being introduced in the House called the Unmasking Antifa Act. And it's actually a revival of a law dating back to the mid-20th century that was aimed at the activities of the Ku Klux Klan, who, as you know, would wear these white outfits with the pointy little mask hats and everything and go on out and commit acts of mayhem. And so back then they had a law saying that if you were committing these acts while you were wearing a mask or disguise, they would add additional jail time on there. So they're updating it and they're aiming it at Antifa, who are always masked when they go on out and cause property and physical damage. And of course, the alt left is just melting down over this. You can't do this. We have a right to have masks on our face when we're breaking property and people. And actually, no, you don't. But they're very upset over it. They want to do what they want to do. And it's all brown shirt tactics. Even the brown shirts didn't wear masks. They didn't need to. They were protected here. All right, as you know, Donald Trump is over in Europe. He is meeting currently with NATO, getting ready for his meet with Theresa May, followed by his meeting with Vladimir Putin. And Trump is out there basically slamming NATO, saying that they all should be spending at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. And, of course, it's implied that that money will all come to American weapons manufacturers, even though America's weapons are not very good and very expensive. And Trump is even saying it should even be 4%. Now, that is something that the European nations are not really willing to listen to. They're all struggling with their economies. They don't have the money to spend on the military. And I think, if I read this correctly, they're a little upset at the way Donald Trump is throwing his weight around as if he's the leader of the entire world, especially when everybody can see that the United States of America is a failing empire. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. If anybody who don't think Antifa's like the brown shirts, go on YouTube, just watch the brown shirt. That was an army. An army of thugs.
Yes.
I mean, an army to reckon with, Mike. I mean, you know, I hear some people saying, oh, we'll go through them, they'll quit. Not when you get shanked from behind. You know, these people are cultists. You know, I mean, they have, like, some kind of divine thing on their side, you know, so they're dangerous. You don't turn your back on these people.
Yeah, they're fanatics. They're absolute fanatics. They've been whipped up into a frenzy. They're absolutely convinced that all white people are evil. They're going to ignite a real race war in this country. And they're going to provoke a backlash. Of course, they'll scream racism, racism when the backlash happens. But I think all of this is part of Hillary Clinton's strategy for 2020.
Well, Mike, you know who's the real, you know, enemies, foreign to domestic? Is our own government. Maxine Waters and the like. They're the ones who are causing this divide, along with George. They're the real enemies. Do people realize these people are the ones causing the fracturing of our country? It's over here. I mean, it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Because remember, Trump's got more years to go, and he's probably going to win again. I mean, we're in for a long haul. I mean, Mike, I'm telling you, I watched this NATO thing. Holy crap, Mike. Yeah, empires decline slowly and then quickly, and I'm seeing it before my eyes. I mean, you know you are. Holy crap. I mean,
yeah, well, I want to back up here to what you were saying about Trump winning again in 2020. He may not get there. I mean, even though Trump has been giving the deep state pretty much all it wants in terms of the wars and going after Iran and Israel gets whatever it wants, they're still after him. Robert Mueller's still after him. Rod Rosenstein is still after him. And what I think is going on is, if you remember the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon's Dirty Tricks Squad, CREEP, the Committee to Reelect the President, and people like Donald Segretti, went out and sabotaged the campaigns of any Democrat who might actually pose a real challenge to Richard Nixon's reelection. And they basically engineered the Democratic primaries so that George McGovern won. And Richard Nixon was able to just steamroller over George McGovern. Now, I don't think Hillary wants to run against Donald Trump. She thought she had it in the bag in 2016. She doesn't want to even take the chance in 2020. She wants Donald Trump out and some little weakling, nobody knows who they are, Republican, handed the nomination so she can just roll right over them. That's what I think is going on. That's why I think they're still after Donald Trump.
And you know, Mike, how many years do you think we got left? I mean, it can't be many, because we got to be in the final stage. I mean, at this point, I mean, remember you said the other day, Donald Tusk, he said, you better not alienate your allies. You don't have many. That's freaking true. We don't have any allies left because, I mean, we're a bully now. You know, we've been a bully. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, war is a racket. We all know that. Smedley Butler, you talked about it before. We all know who calls in. We know it's a racket. But, I mean, oh, my God, I never seen anything like this, Mike, with the NATO thing and John Stoltenberg sitting there looking like a deer in the headlights. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yeah, I mean, it's just embarrassing now. I mean, we're a laughing stock. You know, I mean, and they're flying Trump baby balloons all over England. They wanted to buy two. How come England don't spend the money on the homeless population over there? That's what I'm
Well, none of these nations are spending their money on the homeless populations. Token amounts, you know, a little bit here and there in front of the media cameras. But all of our money is going to war. We're in a wartime economy, and we're driving the rest of the world into a wartime economy. That's what Trump is doing over there in NATO.
And Mike, you know, I talked about the soybean yesterday. Do you know it dropped 50% since the price of soybean? I mean, that's dirt cheap. My God. You know, I mean,
yes, it
Mike,
is.
Unintended consequences, Mike. You know, I mean, it's hard. And Mike, I forgot to mention the other day, yeah, they said India is ready to surpass Britain, and think Britain's the sixth biggest economy in the world, and India is going to ready to surpass it. So things are changing. We all know that. You know,
yes.
I just hope your listeners and, you know, you and everybody's ready for it, you know, because it can happen all of a sudden, you know, when you wake up. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We got to do a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting on back to the Peter Strzok hearings, apparently Peter Strzok has refused to answer a question related to the Russian investigation, claiming the FBI's lawyers had instructed him not to. And this led to the committee's chairman, Bob Goodlatte, to threaten to hold Strzok in contempt. He's not allowed to refuse a question. The FBI's lawyers are not allowed to instruct him to refuse to answer a question. They're stonewalling and covering up yet again. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm watching this, too. It's nauseating. It's hard to stomach. But the only time I guess I'm ready for commercials, there's no commercials, it's continuous. Hey, on this investigation here, was Peter Strzok part of the FBI on this investigation with Hillary's email server? At the time, she was also given the instruction by the FBI to not touch the server, to not touch the emails, of which she decided to do otherwise, what she destroyed. 37,000 emails, had the hard drives scrubbed and then hammered. Was he part of that team at the time, or was that after?
I think it was after. I don't have a precise timeline on that. Again, the way that Hillary... Remember when somebody asked her, did you wipe your server? And she said, like, with a dust cloth? You know, trying to pretend that she doesn't know enough about computers. But, yeah, she deleted the 30,000 emails. They wiped the unused areas of the disk with BitBleach, which is a software tool that does that specifically. Here's the interesting thing. The NSA contacted the FBI. They contacted James Comey and said, we have those 30,000 emails. And Comey said, I'm not interested.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, they have record of everything. They surely do. Hey, you know, when you talked about 2% of the gross domestic product for these countries that are in NATO to cough up, maybe up to 4% to fund NATO. You know, in his book, The Art of the Deal, the objective is actually in a deal is that everybody leaves the table feeling like they got something, like they got what they wanted when they came in. So everybody's kind of happy. And I have to agree with Dustin, is that, you know, yeah, this arrogance of the United States of America to say we are the rulers, we'll do whatever we want. You know, yeah, it's getting old, and relying on friends, well, yes, our good friends Israel, but who else do we really have as a friend in the world? I mean, they fear us, but are they our foes and our friends? No. But, you know, like I said, the objective is everybody leaves the table feeling like they got what they wanted, and this beating your chest, this thumping, this arrogance is, it's overwhelming, and I think it's going to play in a bad way. We are going to we're going to meet our demise someday.
Yeah, we're on our way. We're definitely already on our way. Anything else, Steve?
That's it. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. Have yourself a good day. We're going to let you go. We've got another caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to wait until after the commercial break. Now, interestingly enough, despite all this talk about, you know, NATO good, NATO bad, the reality is the United States needs NATO, not for military defense, but as a cutout, because NATO allows the United States to bypass the UN Security Council and engage in military adventures abroad while keeping a safe distance across the Atlantic. This is coming from Erik Volt of the Red Party of Norway. It's a very clever analysis, because in all these adventures we've been seeing, whether it's Syria, Libya, and so forth, there's always a mention. There are always NATO troops involved. It's the coalition here. There's another analysis out here saying that the reason Trump is being tough on our NATO allies is because most of them backed Hillary Clinton in 2016. And so now he's going to get a little bit of payback. And that may be an issue as well. Raul Ilager Meiser is saying NATO is basically a con game, and that it's just, it's like the military industrial complex here in the U.S. It's just all about the money. Telling the people they're under threat from some enemy and saying, you've got to give us your money so that we can have nice weapons and airplanes and ribbons and medals and buttons and stuff and all that kind of good thing. Now, there's one rather interesting story that came out of Russia today, where journalists at the NATO summit were talking to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump made the comment he thinks he could pull out of NATO without congressional approval. And according to Politico, Trump has warned his allies that they would need to radically increase defense spending or the U.S. will go do our own thing, meaning leave. Now, I have to be honest, I don't know if Trump is correct on this or not. I know that getting into a treaty requires ratification by the legislature, but we have seen presidents in the past just walk away from treaties all on their own. Bush walked away from the ABM treaty. They've walked away from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty as far as Iran is concerned. And they certainly walked away from the Iran deal. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. What's on my mind is that another broadcaster for RBN, I found out, is Dr. Jennifer Reynolds. I mean, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Daniels. Do you know her?
Yes. I know of her. I've never met her.
Okay, well, you need to, and we all do. And I stumbled onto her because she's doing interviews with different people. The first one I heard her was on Sarah Westall interview, and so then I started searching around for other interviews, and she's kind of on the interview circuit with other people. And she's one of these alternative medicine doctors that doesn't go along with American Medical Association practices. And when she was in practice in New York City, she was not telling the line, giving out prescriptions like she should, and the pharmaceutical company came to visit her, and hospital came to visit her, and she was in disfavor with the medical association. And soon she the heat and decided she should just get out of the States. And so now she's living in Panama. And mm-hmm. so I don't know how she got to be a broadcaster on also on RBN, but that's great. I never heard of her there. I only listen to you on RBN. But what she decided to do was to try to find the secret that slaves, the ancient slaves, medicine, because they were never sick. And in fact, the plantation owners went to them to say, you know, I'm sick and what should I do? And the, and so she went searching for this secret protocol that the slave grandmothers used to keep people healthy. And she found it.
Okay.
Or she found it. Yeah, she found it. And it would be great to have her on.
Well, I'll look into it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I spoke to Mike on, well, I mean, he verified for me that she was just on one of her interviews. She spoke about that she was an RBN broadcaster. So that's just, I'll repeat so people can look her up if they want to. Jennifer Daniels.
Okay.
She has a website. And do you want me to tell you what her secret protocol is?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
It's turpentine and sugar.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now I remember that one. And having grown up with turpentine as a fact of life in my childhood, I'm really not sure about that. I'd like to see some more like verification on that one. I've heard this from a lot of different people, and I'm hesitant. I'm hesitant until there's a little bit more empirical evidence.
Well, one of the empirical evidence is that we've all heard of Merck, you know, the pharmaceutical manufacturer, Merck.
Yes.
It's Merck Pharmaceuticals. Well, they
yes.
started putting out a publication in 1899 listing all the different diseases and what you could use to treat them. And in 1899, the first year that Merck did this publication, turpentine was listed as a treatment for every single thing. Well, since then, it's gone away, and, you know, she speculates as to why this treatment was lost that the grandmothers were using. And, in fact, if you go on her website and you get her free, there's a PDF download that you can print and read, and she tells all about it. And if you, and I read that today. And
okay.
So, yes, I'm a believer. But yeah.
Well, you know me. I try and avoid belief, and I'm certainly willing to look into it. Let's just say I'm unconvinced at this point, but I'll tell you what I will do. I do have this copy of this herbalist medicine book, and I actually had a first edition, but I donated to a museum. I regretted that, and then somebody actually found a reprint of it and sent it to me. So that is in my bookcase. I'll take a flip through there later today and see if it mentions turpentine, okay?
Is it Merck?
No, it's not by Merck.
Oh. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, so bye-bye. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
I do have something about NATO also, if you want.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
About 10 years ago, I was living in Italy, and one of my English students was an Italian naval officer. And he said something strange to me one time. We were talking about, you know, politics and everything. And he said that he thought that the reason NATO was worth saving, now this is just his opinion, was because of not this North Atlantic Treaty. None of that was important. He said what's important is the organization, that it takes time to set up an organization. And he felt like that the effort that had been put into creating the organization itself was the valuable thing. That, you know, for example, just got one idea in my head, was that something small like refueling an airplane in flight requires a little part, you know, and if you destroy all of an organization, then you lose all the, a lot is lost if you...
Well, I have a problem with that, and I'll explain why I have a problem with that. It can take a long time to set up an organization. That's true. That's not a reason to perpetuate it if the purpose for the organization no longer exists. It took a long time to set up the organization for the Apollo Moon program. But after that final flight, there wasn't really a reason to keep that organization together. Because its purpose was no longer there. And a lot of people are questioning whether NATO really does have a purpose in the modern world, or if it's an archaic holdover from the end of World War II.
Yes, well, I do too. I'm one of them. I was just throwing out the what this naval officer said, and for your comment.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, get on back to the news. Now, as you know, one of the ways the deep state are still trying to go after Donald Trump are with all these sexual allegations. And most recently, they've made a big deal about this former porn actress, Stormy Daniels. And she's now in trouble. She was up in Ohio dancing at a strip club at the Sirens Adult Entertainment Club on Cleveland Avenue in North Columbus, for those of you who feel like looking in with Google Earth. And apparently Daniels was dancing, and during her performance, well, she was basically using her breasts to smack patrons, and they said Daniels was fondling the breasts of the female patrons. Well, there's a problem. In most states, it is illegal for there to be any physical contact between the strippers and the customers outside of the tucking of currency into the G-string. And I'm sure that the liberals are going to be screaming that their star accuser against Trump was entrapped. But I think Stormy Daniels' 15 minutes of fame just dissolved. Now, the other one that's out here is that back in April, Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenetti, was talking about how there'd been this story between a GOP donor who had a relationship with a Los Angeles woman, got her pregnant, made sure she had an abortion, and the deal included hush money that was paid across many, many months. And the next day it came on out that the people Avenida were talking about were Shara Bechard, a Playboy playmate, who had an affair with the former Republican National Committee Deputy Finance Chairman, Elliot Broidy. Now, creating a conspiracy out of the news where it wasn't there, Michael Avenetti later stated in an interview on MSNBC that Bechard possibly had the affair with somebody else, meaning Trump, and that Broidy was taking the fall for it. And again, Avenetti was just making things up, because as it turns out, from the Huffington Post of all places, Shara Bechard has never met or talked to Donald Trump at all, ever. But it's just another one of these, we're going to put out this shocking story. Oh, that evil Donald Trump, he was having an affair with a Playboy playmate, and it didn't happen. And I've been asking for months now why, when Donald Trump is giving the deep state pretty much everything they want in the wars, he's backed off any real serious investigation into the corruption. He's turned into their puppet, and still they're trying to get rid of him. And the only thing that makes sense is that Hillary is going to run in 2020. She does not want to run against Donald Trump. So Now, looking toward the midterm elections, the Hill is reporting that according to the latest polls, moderate Democrats stand the best chance of winning in November. The wacko crazies like Maxine Waters may not make it. And their poll numbers are turning against them because of all this extreme violence that are out there. And the polls are also showing Democrats should not call for abolishing immigration and customs enforcement ahead of November. That is a vote loser. Now, Senator Dianne Feinstein is dealing with yet another scandal on her part. As you know, she was one of the people who was involved in Mark Zuckerberg's testimony to the Senate last April. And Feinstein failed to disclose her husband owns somewhere between $100,000 and $250,000 worth of stock in Facebook. And Feinstein's excuse is, well, she doesn't discuss her husband's financial transactions with him. So she had no idea. Sure, Dianne, sure. All right, let's turn on over to what's going on internationally here. And there was this exhibit titled Genocide in Srebrenica, 11 Lessons for the Future. And it opened in Sarajevo, Bosnia, and Herzegovina after it was turned away from its original event location in Brussels by certain members of the European Parliament for displaying, quote, too many skulls and bones. Now, the exhibit organizer, Hikmet Karcik, an author and genocide researcher from Sarajevo, told Al Jazeera that he'd been in contact with a year for members of the European Parliament who had agreed to host his exhibit in Parliament commemorating the 23rd anniversary of the Srebrenica genocide. Probably somebody went up there and said, no. Yeah, show the Holocaust. Don't show this. Put the Holocaust back up there here. Polls over in Germany, specifically one for the DPA news agency, shows German voters are basically fed up with the current level of spending on the military in their country. They don't want to go to 2%. They want spending cuts. And they're tired of the number of U.S. troops Germany is playing host to. And the poll is showing that even as officials fret Trump's threatening to pull U.S. troops out of Germany, voters in Germany would welcome the U.S. departure. Basically, one-third of those polled were okay with U.S. soldiers staying. And there are currently 35,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany. It's a lot of troops. It's a lot of money. Gee, I thought we won World War II, and everything was hunky-dory, especially after the reunification. Apparently, the Germans are not just tired of foreign troops. The poll showed strong resistance to Chancellor Angela Merkel's call to spend 2% of Germany's GDP on the military. Only 15% of Germans support that idea. Okay, now, interesting little story. This is coming out of Press TV. A senior advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, says Tehran and Moscow need to bolster their strategic cooperation in the face of U.S. hegemony. And speaking to reporters on arrival in Moscow, Ali Akbar Velayati, sorry I butchered that, lauded Tehran-Moscow relations as strategic. In other words, the more the U.S. talks about sanctions against Iran, the more Iran turns to the Russian sphere of influence. Remember the other day there was somebody out there saying, Russia's trying to lure these people away from the Western sphere of influence. No. It's the Western sphere of influence that is driving countries away. So Iran and Russia are getting closer together, and Russia has already committed to Iran's defense if it is attacked. Over in Syria, the Syrian army retakes yet more villages in southern Syria, including the areas of Tafas, Yaduda, and Tal Ashari in the northwestern countryside of Daraa. And apparently militants there had surrendered and units of the Russian military police were deployed in Tafas. So it's all but over there. Now, Israel claiming that Syria had sent a drone over the Golan. And it's not like Israel isn't sending their drones all over Syria, but claiming that this was retaliation for a Syrian drone, unarmed, didn't shoot anything, didn't bomb anything, was just taking a peek, if it was there at all. And Israel launched an attack on Syria's Quneitra province. And the air... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And people are already sending me information about turpentine, enough to get me curious. And so I will be giving it a good look-see. So we're talking about what's going on down in Quneitra in Syria. Israel claiming retaliation for what they say is a Syrian surveillance drone over the Golan launched a major attack into Quinitra, and they fired several missiles in the direction of army positions. And basically, Syria is saying that it didn't go all that well. Apparently, F-16s of Israel fired a whole bunch of missiles, which apparently didn't do any harm. Nobody was killed. Nobody was wounded on the Syria side. And Syria is claiming to have shot down one of Israel's planes. Okay. All righty. Just taking a look at a message here. So, now then, over in Palestine, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is keeping count, and they're saying Israeli authorities have demolished 197 Palestinian structures in the West Bank during the first half of 2018 as Israel continues with its land expropriation policies in the occupied territories. And the UN basically said that 8 homes, 10 livelihood-related structures, and 4 retaining walls were destroyed just last month. So they also demolished a residential apartment on punitive grounds. It was punishment for something, collective punishment probably, displacing 3 families. Israel has also demolished a Palestinian school near Hebron. And apparently the occupation forces have a new little trick that they like to do, because there is a process where they'll issue a demolition order, and then the people have a little bit of time to respond and argue why the property should not be demolished. But for some reason, that initial notification keeps arriving later and later. So they don't have enough time to appeal against the demolition orders. Israel has announced they're about to demolish 50 Arab homes around the city of Kalansawa under the pretext they were built without the necessary planning consents. Now, the reality is that in Israel, if you are not Jewish, getting a building permit of any kind is virtually impossible. And then Israel will use that as an excuse to demolish Palestinian properties, Arab properties here. Meanwhile, settlers once again have stormed Muslim sites in Nablus. They broke into the northwestern village bank of Qurata outside of Nablus and held rituals, Jewish rituals, at holy Islamic sites. This is obviously a deliberate provocation. And eyewitnesses said the Israeli army cleared the way for the settlers to break into the village and cordoned off the holy sites so that the locals could not interfere. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.